再次跟在座诸位主所亲爱的问安。
Once again, peace be with all who God loves.
早上这一节我们先来看两节经文。
In this morning session, let's first turn to two verses.
请看旧约圣经出埃及记34章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34.
6节、7节。
Verses 6 and 7.
第六节，主在他面前宣告说：“主啊，主啊，是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”第七节
，Verse seven，
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。Amen。好，那我们在这里看到的是天上的神对先知摩西的自我启示跟宣告。
And here in these verses, we see God introducing himself to Moses.
人跟人一开始不认识的时候啊，我们通常在社交场合会递出一张名片。
When people don't know each other, they tend to give out a business card.
我们刚才看的这几节经文是天上的神第一次向人类递出他自己的名片。
And these verses is like our God in heaven giving out his own business card.
这是神自己最完整的自我介绍。
And this is the most complete introduction from God.
好，那我们再想一想，我们当中信主信了一段时间的。
And if we think about it, we have believed in God for a period of time.
我们常常在教会当中，甚至我们自己都会讲到这一句话。
And oftentimes in church ourselves, we may say these words.
有没有听过叫做愿主怜悯或求主怜悯？
Have you ever heard somebody say, may the Lord have mercy?
诶，没有啊，我们这边不习惯讲这一句话。
Does nobody say this here?
我在台湾到处都听到哎。
And Taiwan, I hear this everywhere.
哎，有吗？会常常听到说愿主怜悯吗
？Do you often hear this? May the Lord have mercy.
好，因为如果你们不常听到这句话，这就有点难讲下去了。
Because if we don't often hear this phrase, it's very hard for me to continue.
好，那我们再想一想，为什么我们信主信了一段时间之后？我们会强调这一句话。
And if we think about it, why is it that after we believe in God for a period of time, we emphasize this phrase?
我们想想，刚才在出埃及记这三十四章六节七节里面
，In Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7,
怜悯只不过是神自我介绍当中的一项，有没有发现
？Being merciful is only one thing that God uses to introduce himself.
那我再请问大家，你们有没有常常听说？会这么说的。
I mean, ask everyone, do you often hear these?
愿主慈爱。
May the Lord have love.
求主诚实。
May the Lord be gracious.
有常常听人家这么讲的吗
？Do you often hear people say this?
或者说愿主不轻易生气。
Or may the Lord not be easily angered.
为什么？要思考一下，为什么我们常常讲愿主怜悯
？We have to think about it. Why do we often say, "May the Lord have mercy"?
然后后面这几样很少听到。
And these other items we don't hear a lot.
哎，我们刚刚讲的这些都是神的自我介绍，有没有？都讲到这一些啊
？All these words we spoke of before, these are all introductions the Lord uses.
哎，那有，有人说啊，神本来就是诚实的啊。
Oh, some people may say that the Lord is already gracious.
神本来就是慈爱的。
The Lord is already loving.
既然如此，既然何必又说愿主慈爱，愿主诚实呢
？Well, then why would we need to say that may the Lord have love and may the Lord be gracious?
好，那想下去。那为什么我们说愿主怜悯？难道主本来不怜悯吗？我们思考这个问题。
Then, if you think about it, why do we say "May the Lord have mercy"? Is it because God is not already merciful?
我们没有人说愿主诚实，因为你说神本来就诚实的。
You say nobody says "May the Lord be gracious" because the Lord is already gracious.
那我们常常说愿主怜悯，难道是神本来不怜悯吗
？And we often say "May the Lord have mercy." Is it because God isn't merciful?
这里面有很深很深的道理哦。我们常常讲习惯了，不去思考里面的意义是什么、啊。
There are some deep teachings behind this, and we don't often think the meaning behind it.
有没有发现这其中的差别跟矛盾呢
？Do we see the contradictions and the difference between this?
我们再想下去，因为照着神创造我们所赐给我们的本能跟智慧。
Because using the wisdom and knowledge that God has given us，
我们本能性的知道，在神这么多的性质里面，我们特别需要主的怜悯。
And we know in our lives that we especially need mercy from God。
为什么特别需要呢
？Why do we especially need mercy？
因为别人或许不知道，我们自己在内心里面最先察觉到的。就是我们自己的软弱跟过犯。
Because other people may not know, but in our hearts, what we have most is our weaknesses.
就像你们看我这个姓赖的。
For example, my last name is Lai.
你们觉得我还不错，那是因为你们认识我不够久。
You think I'm not bad, it's because you don't know me so well.
你们要是认识我够久，常常跟我相处，就会觉得我很错了。
But if you know me very well, and you would think that I'm not such a good person.
人跟人常常是这样子的。
This is often the case with people.
我们再来看一个经节，再思考下去。
Let's look at another verse.
我们请看新约圣经加拉太书六章一节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
加拉太书六章一节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。阿们。你念一下。六章一节。
Verse 1. If brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
想请教大家，大家看这一节里面有讲到几种人。
In this verse, we talk about a few people.
有没有？他前面那个字是讲所有的弟兄姐妹，对不对？
In the beginning, it says brethren, all the brethren.
好，那他把弟兄姐妹里面后面再讲有几种人。
And afterwards, it talks about a few different people.
第一种就是偶然被过犯所胜的，有没有
？First, if a man is overtaken in any trespass.
好，那第二种呢？属灵的人有没有
？And second, you who are spiritual.
那我想请问大家、啊、你现在不要点头摇头，这样太明显了。
And let me ask you, but you don't have to nod or shake your head.
你觉得你现在是哪一种人，或者你希望成为哪一种人
？Let me ask you, which type of person are you right now, or which person do you hope to be?
我相信我们都希望成为第二种的，对不对？属灵的人啊。
I believe all of us want to be the second type of person, a spiritual person.
可是我告诉你，这个经节不是把弟兄姐妹分两种，不是的。
But these verses are not dividing the brothers and sisters into two categories.
听清楚哦，这第一节讲的是我们同时就是这两种人。
This verse is saying at the same time we are both these types of people.
在我们很顺利平安的时候，我们可能觉得自己信心很好，好像很属灵啊。
When things are going smoothly, we think we have good faith and we're very spiritual.
可是，在某一个阶段，可能那时候我们又是，当我们觉得自己很不错的时候，搞不好那在神眼中就是一种过犯的啊。
But at the same time, when we think we're not bad in the eyes of God, this may be a sin.
或者在不平安、不顺利的时候，我们很容易被过犯赢过去啊。
Or in times of tribulation, we may be overtaken in any trespass.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？在我们信仰的路途上，我们不停的同时在扮演这两种人。
In our journey of faith, we are constantly changing between these two people.
你们从旧约的诸先知到新约的诸使徒，发现不都是这样子吗？有没有
？From the characters in the Old Testament to the apostles in the New Testament, isn't this the case?
使徒约翰有没有犯错啊
？Apostle John, did he do wrong?、
啊、都没有，你们圣经 读很多遍哦。
You have read the Bible many times.
他还求天上降火要烧死人呢，伊斯兰国的教士有没有
？He even called fire from heaven to kill people.
哦、彼得使徒彼得有没有犯过错啊
？Apostle Peter, did he commit any wrong?
那所以他属不属灵啊
？Was he spiritual?
我告诉你，他属灵，他也犯错啊。
I'm telling you, he is spiritual, but he also committed wrong.
摩西有没有求死啊
？Did Moses plead for death?
以利亚有没有求死过啊
？Did Elijah plead for death?
好，我们不要再讲了。这个经节指的是同一个信徒在信仰不同阶段可能兼备两种，大家理解吗
？This verse is saying that a Christian at any time can be these two types of people.
不是属灵的就不会偶然被过犯所胜，不是这样子的、啊。
It's not that those who are spiritual will not be overtaken and trespass.
也不是说你被过犯所胜了你就不属灵，
and、
不是这样子分的、
啊。It's not to say if you are overtaken and trespass, you are not spiritual.
所以我们觉得。在别人需要的时候，我们要去安慰、引导别人。
So when others are in need, we need to comfort them.
但是同时我们也被很多人安慰跟引导，不是吗？
But at the same time, we are also comforted and guided by other people.
就连我这个传道也是被很多弟兄姐妹安慰引导啊。
Even myself as a pastor, I have been guided by many brothers and sisters.
好，所以我们为什么读这一节？因为每个人都有过犯跟软弱，我要强调这一点。
We read this verse because every person has trespass and weaknesses.
因此我们很知道要不断的求主怜悯。
At the same time, we know that we have to cry out to God for mercy.
好，我们现在继续再想下去哦，你要跟上我的想法，不然会想打瞌睡。
And let's continue to think, and you have to follow my thinking, or you'll fall asleep.
那为什么我们知道自己有软弱过犯，又不常常？有没有人这样祷告的哈？求主耶稣多多忍耐我。
And if we know that we are so weak, why don't we pray to God, to have more patience with us?
有吗
？Do we?
每次跪下来都是求主耶稣继续忍耐我，多多忍耐我，有吗
？Is it that every time we kneel down and pray and we pray, Jesus Christ, please have more patience with me？
很少，对不对
？This is not very common。
为什么要想下去了
？Why? Let's think about it。
继续再讲啊、哦，有过去我在这么多年注目教会，有一些同龄聚会之后来找小弟。
In the many years of ministering to different churches, brothers and sisters have come to me after service.
有些人说啊，传道，你今天讲的某个部分实在太好了。
They say, Pastor, what you said today was so good.
我就问他们是哪个部分呢
？And I asked them which part was good.
然后他们如果讲到这样子说，就是你今天讲的说，有时候我们嘴中讲出来的话，好像那个流人血的快刀。
It is, they say, it is the words he said when sometimes the words we speak are like knives cutting into people's hearts.
好啦，那通常这样一讲，我就知道后面一定有一段故事要告诉我了。
And I know when they tell me this, they have a whole story to tell me.
好，那我再请问大家。
So let me ask everyone.
他接下来讲的故事是会讲他嘴中出了刀，还是他被人家嘴中出了刀伤到的？你觉得呢
？The story they're about to tell me is it about themselves saying words that are not like knives, or about somebody else who says words that are like knives?
我告诉你哈、哦，我信主到现在快20年了，我从来没有人到我面前告解说他嘴中出了刀去伤到别人的，没有人。
I've believed in Christ for 20 years, and one person has yet to tell me that from their mouths came words that were like knives and hurt somebody else.
你说可能吗
？Is this possible?
我告诉我赖昌义嘴中常常出刀啊。
I say for myself that my words are often like knives.
哎，不是要效法主吗？
Don't we have
你读启示录里面那个神啊，嘴中都是刀剑啊。
And Revelations, God in Revelations, the knives are coming out.
好了，这不重要，不是说要伤人。大家后面讲的那个故事都说，哇，传道你讲的很对。我接下来都是讲说，过去到现在，他曾经被多少这种刀伤过、啊。
And they tell me that, Pastor, what you say is right. I have often been harmed by these words that are like knives.
然后我看到这些人很激动的会去陈述一些教会同龄之间的软弱。
And these brothers and sisters very actively will point out the weaknesses of other people.
这不是重点、啊。接下来他们会很强调一个东西。
And afterwards, they will insist on something.
我发现大家都有一个特质，强调说。传道，我很遵守圣经的教训哦。
And they will insist that, Pastor, I follow the commandments of the Bible.
什么教训？因为圣经教导我们要忍耐。
And what teachings? The Bible tells us that we have to have patience.
所以他说，传道这么长久以来，不管是对先生太太啊，对教会同龄谁，我都一直忍耐。
All these years, no matter if it's towards my husband, my wife, the brothers and sisters, I have patience.
哎，听到这里面晓得我的意思了哈。
And if you hear this, you understand.
然后这里面有更少部分的人更诚实啊。
And very few people are very honest.
他会跟我说，传道，如果有一天哈，我忍耐不下去的话。
And they tell me if one day I have no more patience.
你不能怪我。
You can't blame me.
神也不能怪我，我是人，人有软弱的。
God also can't blame me. I'm a human. I have weaknesses.
哎，你们有没有听过这样的话
？Have you ever heard words like this?
有没有人常常跟你说，如果有一天我忍耐不下去的话
？If has anybody told you one day I will run out of patience?
我那时候你知道吗？我看到我前面的人啊
，And at the time,
不像一个人，像一个夏威夷的活火山。
At that time, the person in front of me is not like a person. It is like a volcano from Hawaii.
因为你不知道他什么时候会爆发。
You don't know at any time they might explode.
好了。也有一些同龄跟慕道友对其他人得罪过他们的事。
And also some members and truth seekers, sometimes other people have offended them.
会一直强调别人的无理。
They will keep pointing out
强调自己的忍耐
and pointing out their own patience.
现在我们来想想我们自己哈，只有我们自己最诚实啊。
We think about ourselves. We're honest ourselves.
我们是不是对生命当中的某些事或某个人，我不太愿意去想到，即使现在想到，我心里面都会有波动，有情绪。
Are there certain events or people in your lives where you do not like to think about, and when you think about, you will be irritated?
要想一想哦，这对我们的灵魂很重要。
We have to think about it. This is important to our spirituality.
会不会有某个人跟某个事，你一直长久以来都不愿意再去回想它，一回想到你就会有情绪，会不舒服。
Are there certain people in your lives you do not like to think back to them because you will have unrest in your heart?
再想下去，你可能就要发动忍耐来对付这个情绪。
And if you think further, you have to have more patience to deal with this.
我们再想下去，为什么我们基督徒常常强调忍耐？
And think about it. Why do Christians often emphasize on patience?
因为圣经很多地方告诉我们，忍耐是爱的一种。
Because the Bible tells us patience is a type of love.
我们不用翻了，哥林多前书十三章讲爱的真谛嘛。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about what love is.
那里强连续强调好多次忍耐，有没有？
And we emphasize patience a lot.
爱是恒久忍耐。
And love is patience.
爱是凡事忍耐。
Love long suffers.
加拉太书第五章又告诉我们圣灵的九种特质之一，有没有一种叫做忍耐？
In Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, and one of them is patience.
所以忍耐没有错。
It is not wrong to have patience.
但是忍耐通常是指什么样的忍耐呢？
But when it talks about patience, what kind of patience is it talking about?
我们一起来看以弗所书四章第二节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2.
以弗所书四章二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。第三节。
Verse 3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。阿们。这一个第二节里面有提到忍耐。
In verse 2, it talks about long suffering.
好，那这个忍耐有没有看到他的忍耐在经文里面是说，更接近原来的意思，说所有的事。
And the long suffering, they say in all things.
所以是渐渐你看到一个脉络，是针对事，有没有？
And this is directed towards things that are occurring.
我们先来讲我们的忍耐可能跟圣经讲的忍耐可能不太一样。
And our definition of patience might be a little different than the Bible's definition.
诶，我在这几天，抱歉哦，我一个多月来讲了几十场讲道，我忘了在这个教会里面有没有跟你们提到圣经的自定义的事情，自我定义啊。
I have been in the States for over a month, and I have said these sermons many times. I don't remember if I have
Self-define, 自我定义，圣经经文的自我定义
of the Bible.
我这几天有讲这个吗？
Have I spoken of this?
我这几天有讲到所谓的 categorical meaning, 就是圣经的范畴义的问题吗？
Have I talked about the categorical meaning?
抱歉，我讲太多道，我已经都搞混了，在哪里讲过了，我忘了。
I apologize, I've spoken so many sermons that I forgot where I said what.
好，我没时间提这个了。就是说，我们在读经的时候读到某些字。
This is in the Bible. When we're reading the Bible, we read some words.
其中有一种容易发生的误差。
And there is something that might occur that's very common.
就是我们把我们生活经验以及一般人对这个字的理解带进圣经里面来了。
We take our own experiences in our lives and bring it into the Bible.
比如说我现在一讲忍耐这个字，我简单的今天不讲这个忍耐这个字，你想到的忍耐是什么？
For example, patience, this word, what patience do you think about?
这个很容易发生在团契的查经，有时候团契整个偏掉就是这样偏掉的啦。
This is very common during Bible studies. Often our Bible studies go astray because of this.
因为我们抓了一个字眼，大家念完之后就开始各自分享，把所有人的意思都带进圣经里面来了。
We grab onto one word and everybody shares and they take their own opinions and put it into the Bible.
想到忍耐，大家都用生活生命经验当中的忍耐在思考。套进圣经里面来嘛，对不对？
When we speak of patience, everyone uses their life experiences and puts it into the Bible.
啊，这个我不能讲太多，这要讲好几节。好，那我讲爱这个字啊。
For example, the word love.
一讲爱这个字，我这个最大的偏差。
And love, there's a big difference here.
一讲爱这个字， 佛教徒有没有讲爱？
The Buddhists, do they speak of love?
道教徒有没有讲爱？
The Taoists, do they speak of love?
我在跟你们讲，同性恋者讲不讲爱？
Do the homosexuals speak of love?
这就完了。
And then we're done.
所以你看到爱这个字，大家都是用自己的生活经验跟逻辑，把那个外面的爱套进圣经里面的字，在想象。我告诉你，一定变质。
With the word love, everybody uses their own experiences and opinions and puts it into the Bible, and it will go astray.
解经不能这样解的，完蛋了。
When we explain the Bible, we cannot do this.
运气好就对了，运气不好你就完了。解经是要用经文自己去定义这个字。
When we explain the Bible, we have to use the Bible to explain this word.
神的爱，那个爱不是外面我们所讲的那种爱啊。
The love of God is a different love than what everybody else
talks about. 这要讲好几个小时。
This I can speak of for a few hours.
那我再简单讲一个字，基督徒能不能恨？
For example, can Christians hate?
这本来不在我今天的讲章里面。
This is not originally in my sermon.
所以他们翻译要跟我讨讲章，我说不用了，我常常离题。基督徒该不该恨？
Should Christians hate?
你们不敢摇头啊。
You are afraid to shake your head.
我告诉你，尤其是外教会的人讲到恨，那很敏感的，怎么可以恨呢？
Especially other churches when they speak of hate, how can you hate others?
我告诉你，基督徒要敢爱敢恨。
I have to tell you, Christians have to not be afraid to love and not be afraid to hate.
我现在不翻经文了，你们有空去查《启示录》前三章，不是在讲七教会吗？
Revelation first three chapters talk about the seven churches.
主耶稣肯责备一个教会，就是他们没有恨他所恨的。
And Jesus rebukes a church because they do not hate what he hates.
简单讲，不是基督徒要恨，是连耶稣都有恨的东西呀、啊！你们自己去查考啊。
Not even Christians, but even Jesus Christ has things he hates.
神就是爱，爱有另外一面的，他恨什么要去查考啊
？God is love, but there's another side of it. What he hates, we have to find out.
然后主耶稣肯定某个教会，因为什么？因为你们恨我所恨的，
Jesus,
就是这样子啊。
And God rebukes a certain church because they do not hate what I hate.
可是现在外面的爱是不能有恨的，
the,
理解我的意思吗
？The love in the world cannot have any hatred. Do you understand?
就是把外面的东西套进来了。我们现在回到我们忍耐这里了，回到忍耐这里了。
We have taken what is in the world and put it in the Bible.
好，那其实圣经讲的忍耐是什么忍耐
？So what patience does the Bible talk about?
我们要快做结论的，因为我们要讲更多下一个的。我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》三章五节。
Let's look at Second Thessalonians chapter
3. 帖撒罗尼迦后书三章五，这是忍耐的最简单的定义。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5. This is a very simple definition of patience.
好，第五节。
Verse five.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。我告诉你，这就是圣经经文自我定义的一种。
And this is the one of the definitions in the.
当我们一读到忍耐，忍耐的时候，你不能用自己的忍耐来看那个忍耐啊。
When we speak of patience, we cannot use our own definition of patience.
这里把你的忍耐限缩到什么的忍耐？就是这个 model， 就是这个 model， 这是基督的忍耐，要记住哦，这是一个小结论哦。
And here is the model of patience, and it is the patience of Christ.
那我们想想，你们大家都认识基督，基督的忍耐是哪一种忍耐
？We all know Jesus Christ. What kind of patience does Christ have?
可能是在传道过程当中劳累的忍耐。
Maybe it's patience when he's preaching the gospel.
可能对他路途艰辛的忍耐。
And
就是路途比较。难走的忍耐
，and maybe patience for when the journey is hard to walk.
可能连累了都没时间睡，也没有放枕头的地方的忍耐
，and maybe patience when he is tired and he has nowhere to lay his head.
可能是敌对者对他顶撞那种忍耐
，and maybe patience when
就是不回嘴呀
，and when his enemies rebuke him and he doesn't speak back.
但是我们想一想哦，我们一般在我们自己在忍耐，跟我们旁边的人在忍耐，常常都是。一直忍到后来快要爆发，有没有？很多人都是这样子的、啊。
But if we think about it, when we are patient towards others, we are so patient, but it builds up and we're about to explode.
我们一般人的忍耐，忍到后来都是很有负面情绪的。
And often times for people, when we have patience, it is very outwardly.
所以才会越忍越苦。
So the more patience you have, the more bitter you are.
用圣经的话叫做苦毒啊，产生了。
And it is something that's very bitter.
甚至觉得自己忍不下去的，像火山一样啊。
It is as you have you're a volcano. You almost have no more patience.
那我现在问大家，你们觉得基督的忍耐是 充满愤恨的忍耐吗？
So let me ask,
你们认识耶稣哦。
Let me ask everyone, you know Jesus Christ, is the patience of Christ full of anger?
你们认为耶稣基督那种忍耐是随时像火山快要爆发的那种忍耐吗？
Is the patience of Jesus Christ like a volcano about to explode?
我再提一点更明白的，圣灵的特质之一是忍耐，所以你圣灵充满，你的内心越来越苦，越来越苦，快要爆发，这叫做圣灵充满吗？
One of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is patience. So the more you're filled with the Holy Spirit, does that mean you have more patience and you're more angry?
有没有发觉哈，哪里不对劲呢？
Do you realize there's something wrong with this?
这就是我说的，把自己逻辑、跟想法、生活经验的忍耐套进圣经里了，这不是基督的忍耐，能稍微理解一下吗？
This is what I'm saying, that we have taken our own definition from the world of patience and put it into the Bible.
我们继续讲下去。
Let's continue.
说到这里，我们在座有些弟兄姐妹心里就会这样想了。
And sometimes our brothers and sisters may think.
那传道，你是要我们不去忍耐吗？
So pastor, do you not want us to have patience?
不然你说的那一种毫无负面情绪也不会爆发的忍耐，我们听不懂也做不到啊。
Because you speak of this patience where you will not explode and you are not angry and we cannot do this.
请注意，小弟不是说不要忍耐。
I am not saying that you should not have patience.
一开始我跟大家谈到了说，我们要常常向神求怜悯，还记得吗？
In the beginning, we spoke of we have to often ask for mercy from God.
这是因为我们本性里知道我们特别需要这一项。
Because it is our nature and we know that we need this.
我们来看一节主耶稣的反应。
Let's look at one verse, Jesus' reaction.
我们请看路加福音九章四十一节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 9, verse 41.
路加福音九章四十一节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 41.
耶稣说，哎，这又不信又被谬的世代呀，我在你们这里忍耐你们要到几时呢？将你的儿子带到这里来吧。阿们。大家有没有看到耶稣在讲他自己忍耐？
Did you see that Jesus is speaking of his own patience?
请你们现在把心打开，去体会一下耶稣是用什么心情在讲这句话，讲忍耐这两个字的。
So now please open your heart and understand what patience is Jesus speaking of.
我再引导你们一下，第一种是很不耐烦的那种忍耐。
The first is patience that you're very angry.
有没有？有时候我们讲说，哦，我已经蛮，我要忍耐你到什么，已经很不耐烦的第一种嘛，对不对？
And first, sometimes you may think that I want to have so much patience with you, but I'm about to explode.
第二种是很有情绪的，让他爆发。我忍耐你们到几时呢？第二种，对不对？
And second is patience full of with so much emotion that how long do I have to bear with you?
第三种的忍耐。
The third
是那一种带有怜悯的。我忍耐你们到几时呢？怎么不会改带过来？我来帮他。
The third type,
你们觉得是哪一种？
The third type of patience is full of mercy that I have to bear with you, but come near me.
把你的灵打开，去体会基督的心，以基督的心为心，他的忍耐到底是哪一种？
Open up your hearts and find how to imitate Christ. What kind of patience does he have?
我常常觉得耶稣在对我忍耐。
I often think that Jesus has patience towards me.
因为我是一个信心不足的传道。
Because I'm a pastor with little faith.
因为圣经告诉我，我的信心如果像芥菜种一样大，我可以移山，但这是我到现在没有移过。
But the Bible tells me if I have faith like a mustard seed, I can move mountains, but I have yet to move a mountain.
所以我信心不足。
So I have not enough faith.
我服事不够力。
My servitude is not strong enough.
我一天应该工作十二个小时以上的，可是我常常工作到六小时就觉得很累又很喘了。
Every day I should be working 12 hours, but I work for 6 hours and I'm tired.
我觉得我祷告不够认真。
I feel that when I'm praying, I don't concentrate.
我这么多事情下来啊，有时候要我跪在那里，真的再跪一个小时很累了。
After so many events, for me to kneel down and for an hour is very tiring.
我知道有些弟兄姐妹一天祷告好几个小时，那比我更适合当传道。
I know some brothers and sisters who pray for many hours each day and more fitting than me to be a pastor.
我不讲大家，我觉得哈，我凡事亏欠，耶稣对我很忍耐。
And for myself, I'm lacking in so many areas, but Jesus has so much patience towards me.
但是即使这样子，我都不敢在祷告里面求主耶稣多多忍耐我。
But even so, I am afraid in prayer to ask Jesus to have more patience with me.
因为 我常常想到那些弟兄姐妹跟我分享的话，我怕耶稣有一天忍不了我爆发了，我就完了。
Because I think of all the words the brothers and sisters say to me, and I'm afraid one day Jesus has no more patience and he explodes.
因为雅各书二章里面提到说，神的愤怒是可怕的，我不敢面对神的愤怒啊。
Because in James chapter 2 it says that the wrath of God is great, so I'm afraid to face his wrath.
我们现在继续再看一个经节，再思考下去。
Let's look at another verse.
我们请看马太福音第七章十二节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7 verse 12.
马太福音七章十二节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 12。
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。阿们。我们希望人怎样待我们，我们就怎样待人。
However you want other people to treat us, we have to treat them.
那大家觉得这一节也是在讲人跟人之间的道理而已吗
？Do you think this verse is only talking about the relationship between man？
我告诉你不是的，这也在讲神跟我们之间的道理。
This is not the case. This is also speaking of the relationship between us and God.
有没有？你看主耶稣很多比喻啊，主耶稣一直在告诉我们这个方向。
You see all these parables from Jesus Christ, and this is the
direction. 如果你希望将来末日审判神怎么对待你的时候，你现在先怎么对待别人？就是这个结论，我做出结论呢、啊。
And this is the conclusion is on Judgment Day, how you want God to treat you is how you should treat other people.
有时候我会听到同龄之间讲一句话，这是不太对的。我先说了。
I often hear members say these words, which is not right.
我才不管，我才不管人怎么样嘞，我只在乎神怎么样。
I don't care what other people do or think. I only care about what God thinks.
我不管我跟他的关系，我只在乎我跟神的关系。
I don't care about my relationship with them. I only care about my relationship with God.
这句话听起来好像对，其实错了。
These words seem right, but they're
wrong. 你们研究整本圣经，包括我们的信仰体验，只有一个结论而已。
You study the entire Bible and you have experiences, and there's only one conclusion.
我只有一个结论，就是所有我们跟任何人的关系，包括信徒、非信徒、好人、坏人。
Our relationship with anyone, whether it's members or non-members.
我们在世界上对任何人的关系，最后一定演变成我们跟神之间的关系。这就是我的结论啊。
The conclusion is our relationship between us and other people, no matter who they are, is our relationship between with God.
这个不是我们今天的题目，我就讲到这里，我们继续讲下去哦。
This is not our topic, so let's keep going.
好，那所以我们常常会得罪神，你知道吗
？We often sin against God.
因为我们做的不够，耶稣也要忍耐我们。
We don't do enough, and Jesus has patience.
可是耶稣那种忍耐，我个人觉得他是更偏向怜悯的那种忍耐。
But when Jesus has patience, it is patience with mercy.
不是充满苦毒的、愤恨的、可能要爆发的。
It is not patience full with anger about to explode.
好，那圣经里面的忍耐，其实更多谈到的是指圣工上的忍耐。
And in the Bible, patience also talks about patience and servitude.
对于生活里面所遇到这些艰难困苦的忍耐。
And patience of the things that the tribulations that you face in your life.
对于信仰跟传道逆境的忍耐。
And patience in your faith.
而不是我们对于别人得罪我们之后的忍耐。
And this is not patience when other people offend you.
我们想一想哦，我们为什么需要忍耐？因为就是被得罪嘛。
Think about it. Why do you need patience? It's because people offend us.
我们剩下15分钟，要把结论做出来哈。我们在教会里面，或在听到其他人跟我们抱怨某些人、家里的人或公司的人。
And in church or at home or at work, people may offend us.
觉得他们被冤枉了。
And they think that they were looked down upon.
被无理的对待。没有道理的对待
，and there's no reason behind it.
受到不公平的对待
，and it is not fair.
他们心里面不舒服，甚至有气，对不对
？And in their hearts, it's uncomfortable.
这时候来找你谈，我请问大家，你会怎么勉励他
？And if they come and find you to talk, how would you encourage them?
我发觉在教会里面有十个同里面有八个半会说啊，忍耐，多多忍耐。
I have found in among the members, among 10 members, 8.5 members would say, have more patience.
会不会这样?
Is this true?
搞不好我们自己都常常这样讲。比如说，有出去啊，有个人跟你说他的邻居，哦，好凶啊。
For example, we may go out and someone says, our neighbor is so mean.
不小心我的车停坐超过半个轮胎啊，来骂我一个上午。
My car was accidentally parked a little too close.
我一句都没有回啊。
I didn't say anything.
然后来跟你讲啦，你会怎么跟他讲？
And he came to tell you, what would you say?
啊，忍耐啦，忍耐啦，会不会这样子？
Just have more patience.
我告诉你，这种勉励哈，要求主纪念，很好心。
And this type of encouragement, you ask God to remember. This
可是这是违背圣经的勉励。
This is loving, but this is not against. This is not according to the Bible.
因为忍耐主要不是讲这方面的。
Because patience it does not is not how.
你们圣经这么熟，我问你们，只要圣经里面讲到有人得罪你或伤害你
，In the Bible,
只有一个解答而已，没有第二个。
In the Bible, when it says that somebody offends you or sins against you, and there's only one.
什么叫做得罪你？就是他做了某些事，说了某些话，让你心里面很不舒服了嘛。
What does it mean to offend you? It is when they say certain words and it makes you uncomfortable.
他就是不舒服才会来找你讲话嘛。
They're uncomfortable and that's why they come to talk to you.
对不对？希望得到一些盟军呢、啊。
Is this true? They hope to receive some comfort.
对不对？勉励他哦，你讲的对了，怎样哦？安慰他。
And they say that what you say is right and comfort them.
来，我们来看两个经节，其他很多你们回去自己找哦。
Let's look at two verses. You can look at the rest.
我们请看马太福音十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 20.
十八章二十节。
Chapter 18 verse 20.
啊，二十一节好了。
Verse 21.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”阿们。哎，有没有看到得罪这两个字
？Did you look at the word sin against？
在一个经节里面有没有讲到忍耐
？This verse does it talk about patience？
没有。
No, it doesn't.
讲的是什么
？What does it say？
讲的是什么？
What does it say?
你们自己看，不要我讲。对啊，我们再来看另外一个《路加福音》十七章第三节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17, verse 13.
路加福音十七章第三节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 3.
你们要谨慎，若是你弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他；他若懊悔，就饶恕他。第四节
，verse four。
倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转说"我懊悔了"，你总要饶恕他。阿门。有没有看到得罪
？Did you see the word sin against？
这两节，你有没有看到忍耐
？In these two verses, did you see the word patience？
有吗
？Did you？
你看到的是什么？答案只有一个。
What did you see? There's only one answer.
得罪的答案只有一个。
There's only one answer when someone sins against you. What is it?
你在这找其他经文都一样的，只有一个叫做饶恕。
When you look at all the other verses, it's the same.
好，我们要准备做结论哦。
To make a conclusion.
所以我们勉励人家忍耐，那是忍耐错了。得罪的反应绝对不是忍耐。
And when we encourage other people to have more patience, this is wrong because we have to tell them to forgive.
神告诉你对得罪的反应只能有一个，就是饶恕。而且我告诉你，这是完全两个不同的方向。
God tells you that there is only one answer when someone sins against you, and it is to forgive.
啊，有人说，你看主耶稣讲的是一个很重要。我现在先讲了哈。我发觉我们基督徒愿意饶恕。
I realize that as Christians we're willing to forgive.
但是你有没有发觉，我们跟别人愿意饶恕都是有前提的。
But when we're willing to forgive, there's a condition there.
我讲我这十几年来哈、哦、归纳出来的三种前提，一定有前提。
And I will explain the three types of conditions I've seen.
第一种前提就是说，好吧，要我饶恕他可以，他以后不要再做这种事。有没有听过这种话
？The first is okay.
你不要再说这种话。
Okay, I'll forgive them, but they will have to never do it again. Don't say these words.
第二种，不会叫他做这种承诺，要我饶恕他可以啊，要。爱来搞我回这里，要来找我、啊，找我做什么？你们都知道了吧
？And second, they would say, okay, I'll forgive them, but they have to come and find me, and you know why?
要来找我表示一下，说我错了或对不起之类的话哦，这是第二种前提。
They should come and find me to apologize and say that I was wrong.
以后他犯不犯我管不着，至少现在要有表示啊。
And we're not talking about the future, but at least right now, they have to come and find me.
第三种的更酷。
The third.
他更酷，你要翻啊
！Cooler，
对呀、啊，他说哦，不用来找我，我不要他来找我。
Don't come find me. I don't want them to find me.
他自己知道错了就好。
As long as they know they're wrong.
所以要我饶恕他可以，他不用来找我，他自己至少要知道错啊。
And I can forgive them, but they have to know that they are wrong.
你看，我们饶恕哈、哦， 我发觉都有先决条件的。
Our forgiveness all comes with conditions.
我告诉你，这不是主耶稣的饶恕啊。
I'm telling you, this is not the forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
你看他在讲，主耶稣讲出人性最重要的部分哦。
And here Jesus talks about.
我问你们，你们有没有经验一天被同一个人得罪七次的经验
？Have you ever been offended by the same person seven times in one day？
在同一场讲话里面，有七句话不对，那算一次而已啊，不是七次啊。要不同场合七次哦，同一个人哦。
In one conversation, if they say seven things are wrong, that doesn't count. Seven separate times in one day.
我告诉你没有啊。
This doesn't happen.
不用一天七次，三十年一次就不得了了。
Not even just one time, seven times. One day,
我常常听到那种，我注目半年一年之后，就有弟兄传道，你知道为什么来这间教会吗
？And I found that after ministering to the church, they say, Pastor, do you know why I came to this church?
我说我不知道哎。
I said I don't know.
我几十年前来这间教会，就是因为几十年前在另外一间教会，被那里有人讲什么话、做什么事，怎样，他就过来了。
Ten some years ago, I was offended by somebody else at another church, so I came over here instead.
几十年一次得罪就忘不了了，还一天七次。
In 10 years, they were offended once, and they could not even forget this.
你有没有发觉这种人，包括我们自己都是啊？你很少记得人家的恩典，但是人家伤过你的事，你到现在都忘不了。
Ourselves included, we often forget the blessings, but when people hurt us, we can't forget.
主耶稣告诉我们要饶恕是没有先决条件的。
When Jesus tells us to forgive, we cannot have conditions.
那不对啊，传道刚才经文写说他。一天七次，若懊悔回转，我总要饶恕他，有没有？懊悔回转啊
！It says that if they sin against you seven times and they return, then we shall forgive them.
他回转或懊悔，我才饶恕他。
And only if they return shall I forgive them.
你们看错经文啊
！You have looked at the wrong verse.
主耶稣在讲的是更深的人性。我问你哦，这个人哦，同一个人。一天第一次做错了，跟你说我懊悔了；第二次又犯一样的错，又说我回转了；第三次又犯一样错，说我懊悔。他讲的话叫做废话，你晓得吗
？If a person sins against you and returns and apologizes and does it again a second time and then a third time, then they are lying.
你们听得懂我的话吗
？Do you understand what I'm saying?
一个人同一天会犯七次同样的错误，他每次都懊悔，那个根本就没有改变，他也不知道他犯什么错。主耶稣是在讲这个啊。
If a person makes the same mistake seven times and sins against you seven times in a day, they don't understand that they're wrong.
也就是我们赦免人的前提条件是他要知错要改变。主耶稣说不要奢望了。
And when we say that they have to return and change, Jesus said it's not like this.
在对方不可能改变甚至不知道错误的状况之下，你是基督徒，你必须要饶恕，这样知道吗
？It is when the other person does not know to change and cannot change, then we still have to forgive.
只有这样子，你才有机会对同一个人做到490次的饶恕。
And only then can we have the opportunity to forgive somebody 490 times.
也就是无条件的不断的一直饶恕下去。
And to keep forgiving.
就好像耶稣对我一样。
Just like Jesus Christ towards us.
那我现在在讲，我讲到这里的时候，有些人就说。传道不对哦，圣经不是这样讲的哦。
I say this, and some people will say the Bible does not say this.
因为你们圣经熟到会想到另外一道经文，我现在要最后要解一下。
Because you are so familiar with the Bible, you can think of other verses.
我们请看罗马书十二章十九节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 19.
罗马书十二章十九节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 19.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，必报应。”二十节。
20.
所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他头上。二十一节。
21.
你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。阿们。好了，所以我遇到有另外一种同龄更厉害。
And I've met other members. This is even worse.
他说：“传道，我忍耐到现在，我已经。”不用忍耐了，但是我也不会去找他算账。
Pastor, I have had so much patience till now, and I have no more patience.
因为我在祷告里面把我遇到的事情都告诉主耶稣。
Because in my prayer, all of these things I've told Jesus.
那我就很有兴趣了，你是怎么告诉主耶稣的
？So I was very interested. How did you tell Jesus?
主耶稣是期待我们说哈，主啊，他这个人伤害我，求你赦免他，祝福他，引导他。
Jesus hopes for us.
我的祷告会这样子啊。
Jesus hopes for us to pray that this person has sinned against me, but please have mercy on him and forgive him.
我发觉有些弟兄看到这里，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒啊。
But some people they read this verse, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath.
我听到的一个见证是这样，有一个不只是一个，我遇过好几个人。传道，感谢主啊！你要替我感谢神啊
！I've met several members as a pastor. Thank God, you have to thank God for me.
为什么要感谢神呢
？Why should I thank God?
哈利路亚，赞美主，神是公义的。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, God is righteous.
我隔壁那一个哈，每天都找我吵架。
My neighbor, every day he fights with.
我忍耐到后来说忍耐不下去，我就把他交给主。
I was so patient and I have no more patience, so I gave him to God.
因为听凭主怒啊，主耶稣交给你的。
Right, so to give it all to God.
告诉你，他昨天出去发生车祸住院。
But I'm telling you, yesterday he went out and he got into a car accident and he's in the hospital.
Hallelujah, 赞美主啊。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我的天哪，我怎么这我们这样相信耶稣的吗
？How can we believe in Jesus?
不对啊，经文是这样讲啊。
But the verses say this.
有一次我在跟那个幼少年班的小朋友上课。
One time I was having class with.
不晓得为什么讲到这个二十节，炭火追到他头上，我就问啦、
啊。We're discussing verse 20, so he calls a fire on his head.
各位小朋友，你们知道什么叫炭火追到他头上吗
？Does it? What do you know what it means that he calls a fire?
小男孩小女孩举手传道传道我
and some young boys raised their hand and said pastor I know
我点了一个按、啊、你说
and I chose one I said
就是那个坏人啊把神把火放在他头上把他烧死了
and it is for the bad people God puts fire on their head and burns them to death、
哦、我们不是在培养伊斯兰国的战士好不好
and we are not training up Islamic soldiers
这一段经文这样解完全错了
and we are
我们怎么可以自己讨不到再把耶稣当成讨债公司请他去讨呢
how can we treat Jesus tell him to hurt other people
这十九节的翻译、哦、可能你们英文翻的比较正确一点听凭主怒有没有
And English translation is better. That rather give place to wrath.
对，这个原文里面，接下来神学院要我去教新约希腊文，然后告诉你原文里面，主是 curios， 他没有 curiou， 没有这个字。神是 theos， 他没有 theou， 所以他没有提到神，也没有提到主，原文是没有的。
In the original text, it does not mention God or the Lord.
他讲的，你看上下文，他讲让人去怒，有没有？中文小字写的这个是比较对，让人家去发怒。
And in the text in Chinese it says to allow other people to have wrath.
我今天被得罪了，我今天被冤枉了，怎么是别人在发怒呢？我告诉你，常常这样子啊。
And I am offended today. How is it that other people are angry? This
is often the case. 主耶稣有没有被冤枉？
Did Jesus Christ get
offended? 结果最生气的是他旁边那些人，有没有看到？那副嘴脸。
Those who were most angry were those around him.
斯提凡有没有被石头打死
？Was Stephen stoned to death?
最生气的是旁边的那些人。
Those who were most angry were people around him.
我告诉你，这叫恶人先告状啊。
And this is that the evil people are more angry.
圣经告诉你说，他们这样子，你不要跟他们这样子，让他们去抓狂，让他们去发怒，你就安安静静的像绵羊一样。
And this is telling you that don't get angry, let other people get angry, and you sit there silently.
深渊在我，我必报应。中文翻的不好，报应你会想到好好还是不好的
？And vengeance is mine, I will repay. This may sound like a bad thing.
报应中文你会想到不好的，对不对
？And Chinese, it sounds negative.
这英文有点难翻呐、啊。这个字原文可以翻成另外一个字，叫做报答。
And in Chinese, you could translate to another word.
所以他选错了。
So they chose the wrong.
他应该说：深渊在我，我必报答。
They should say, "Vengeance is mine, and I will."
那报答你会想到好的还是不好的
？And when you say repay, does it
sound good or bad? 神是说，你如果这样子做，不要跟他们计较，也饶恕他们，我会报答你的。
And God says that if you do not do this, then I will repay you.
什么时候深渊
？And when will I repay?
深渊不是杀了对方，深渊是说让真相大白，人家会知道你是对的。
And it doesn't mean to go and harm them, but People will know that you are right.
你一直这样做，就是二十一节所说的以善胜恶啦。
If you keep doing this, it is what it says in verse 21 to overcome evil.
就算他当下不会悔改，这个情况烙在他脑海里面，有一天时候满足的时候。
Even though they will not repent, but one day,
他冷冰冰的生命会再一次被温暖起来，会被改变。
The cold life will one day they will warm up and they will change.
我告诉你，哪一个人物被这个炭火烧到全身火热
？And what person will be will have coals of fire on?
就是那个。干掉斯提凡站在旁边的保罗，还记得吗
？It is Paul who was standing there when Stephen was stoned.
他回想他当初也是这个凶手之一，那个炭火把他变成火热的啦。
And he thought back to when he was one of those standing there, coals of fire.
一段这么美好的经文，怎么会翻成那么可怕的经文呢
？And these verses are so good. How could it be translated to something that is so negative?
基督的精神就是到死还求神饶恕那些谋杀他的人。
The heart of Jesus Christ is to death that he will still forgive those.
那我们继续想下去。
We'll keep thinking.
所以。饶恕之前绝对不是以忍耐为开始的。
Oh, so before we forgive, it does not start with patience.
而是必须先有怜悯。
But first, we have to have mercy.
因为我们讲到了饶恕嘛，然后把忍耐这个不太对的方法。不太对的东西给解释了。
But then, we're explaining this, patience.
可是为什么我们常常被得罪的不会先想到怜悯
？But how come when we are offended, we don't think of mercy first?
因为我们对怜悯认识不够深刻。
Because we do not understand mercy.
我们所想的怜悯，当我们说我们要怜悯别人的时候，你常常想到哪些人
？And when we say we have to have mercy on other people, who do we think of?
会想到那些贫穷的。
We think of the poor.
弱势的。
Those who are
生病的。
Those who are sick.
比我还差的。
Those who are worse than me.
是不是这样子
？Isn't this the case?
因此，当我被得罪的时候，我觉得都是那些强势的、比我还好的在欺负我，我不会怜悯他们。
So when someone sins against me, I feel that it's those who are better than me, so I do not have mercy on them.
听清楚哦，怜悯的对象不是这样分的。
And listen carefully, this is not how we divide mercy.
你要怜悯那一些比你更富有的。
Have mercy on those who are wealthier than you.
怜悯那些地位比你更高的。
Have mercy on those who have a higher status.
怜悯那些信主比你更久的。
And have mercy on those members who
live longer. 你们身为信徒要怜悯我这个传道有圣职的。
Believers, you have to have mercy on me, the pastor.
因为长老、执事、传道都一样会讲错话。
Because the elders and deacons and pastors will speak wrong words.
你要怜悯那些家庭比你更美满的。
You have to have mercy on those families who are better than you.
比你更有知识的，比你更健康的。
Those who are more knowledgeable, who have more better health.
你都不对吧？是这些人要怜悯我才对呀。
But you say it's not true. Those people should have mercy on me.
我告诉你，关键不在这些外在的条件。
But this is not. We're not looking at worldly
standards. 因为他今天得罪你了。
Because today they have offended you.
那表示他灵性里面有软弱。听清楚了吗
？In their spirituality, they have weaknesses.
不管他是故意还是不是故意的，这不是问题。
No matter if it's on purpose or not, this is not the problem.
因为他今天伤害到你的，这表示他灵性不够完美，有软弱。
Because they have harmed you, so they are weak.
所以我要怜悯他，是因为他今天犯了这个软弱。
So we have
神啊，饶恕他吧。
I have to have mercy on them because they are weak today, and Lord have mercy on them.
即使他是传道，他信主比我久，他更有地位，他更富有，更健康。怜悯他。
Even though they are the pastor or they believe longer, they are wealthier, more knowledgeable, have mercy on them.
这样知道了吗
？Do you understand this？
要怜悯他。
Have mercy on them。
我最后看两节就结束了哈。
Let's conclude with two verses。
我们请看以弗所书四章三十二节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32。
以弗所书四章三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32。
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。阿门。你们看这里有没有饶恕这个字？
Here is this is there the word forgiving?
饶恕前面有没有讲到忍耐
？Before forgiving, does it speak of patience?
你们自己看清楚，有讲忍耐吗
？Does it say patience?
没有哦
，It doesn't.
是讲怜悯。
It's just says forgiving. Remember that.
我们再来看一个。
Let's look at another verse.
我们看哥罗西书三章十三节。
Let's look at Colossians chapter.
哥罗西书三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们怎样饶恕人。阿们。这里有没有讲到饶恕
？Does this verse say forgiving？
饶恕之前，你有没有看到忍耐
？Before forgiving, do you see the word patience？
没有。
It doesn't。
他讲的是怜悯放第一，再来是包容。
It says forgiving one another and bearing with one another。
那如果我们选择一开始被得罪的选择是忍耐做开始的话
，If once we're offended and we choose to start with patience，
因为主耶稣告诉你对方不容易改变嘛
，Because Jesus has told us it is hard to change other people，
甚至知道错了他也改不了
，Even those who know they are wrong it's hard for them to change，
所以你一定会有一个循环开始发生
，So then you have this conflict，
就每次遇到这个人你要不断的忍耐，不断的忍耐，不断的忍耐，一定是要这样子。
Every time you see this person, you have more patience and more patience.
然后你会越忍越苦。
And the more patience you have, the more bitter you are.
到最后负面情绪苦读。
And then that causes.
如果一开始你就知道我不是用忍耐的，要用怜悯做开始。
In the beginning, if we know we shouldn't just have patience, we should forgive.
他今天为什么这样主啊？他们不知道。
Why is it that Jesus says they do not know?
这个传道讲今天讲的这场道理，我听得很难过。主啊，饶恕他，他不知道。
And that the pastor has said a sermon today, and I feel uncomfortable. Lord, have mercy.
你说你们真的要饶恕我，好不好
？So truly, you have to have mercy on me.
对呀、啊，以怜悯做开始，才有可能真正饶恕啊。
If we start with mercy, then we can truly forgive.
所以，忍耐是灵修的基础。
So patience is the foundation.
我先说这样，不是叫你们不要忍耐。
I'm not telling you not to have patience.
如果想到这样，你还是决定选择忍耐的道路。
If after saying all this, you still choose to just have patience.
因为启示录告诉我们这个道是忍耐的道嘛。
Because Revelation tells us this gospel is a gospel of patience.
但是我定出来的定义，那个忍耐不是我们一般所讲的这种方式啦。
But the patience I'm talking about is not the patience we normally
talk about. 如果你继续忍耐的话，你也是可以到天国。
If you keep having patience, you can enter heaven.
但是我可以跟你说，你的人生路会走得很辛苦。
But I'm telling you, this journey of life will be very bitter.
但是如果你听明白了，你现在愿意让自己的心更加提升。
But if you understand and you're willing to elevate your life,
就是。怜悯是灵修的升华。
So mercy will better your cultivation.
看待身边所有的人，不管家人、教会、同事，甚至传道也好，都是用怜悯的心在看。
For everyone around you, the pastors and your family and the members, that you look at them with mercy.
我告诉你，你会得到一个果效。
You will receive results.
我们来看弥迦书六章八节。
Let's look at Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
弥迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
世人啊，主已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。阿们。大家看，你希不希望神与你同行？
So let's look. Do we need God to walk with us?
我相信是的。
I believe yes.
这里面有没有提到忍耐？
Here, does it speak of patience?
我花语有一句话，你不要翻白眼，叫做人以群分，物以类聚啊。神会找跟他性质很相近的人，常常走在一起。
God will find those who are similar to him to walk with him.
这里讲说行公要行神眼中看为对的。
It says to do justly, do what is right in the eyes of God.
为什么好怜悯？
Why do we love mercy?
因为知道人都有软弱，所以能够怜悯别人。
We know all people have weaknesses, so we're willing to have mercy.
为什么能够谦卑？
Why can we be humble?
因为知道我也跟他们一样有软弱，所以我在神跟人面前都很谦卑。
Because I know just like them, I have weaknesses, so in front of God, I'm humble.
这样神就常常跟你走在一起，你会比较好走。
And God will walk with you every day, and it will be easier.
虽然一样到天国，不用走得那么辛苦。
So you will end up in heaven, and it will not be so bitter.
好，希望这样子能够大家有所造就。
And I hope everyone can be edified.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。我们下一节是本来10:40嘛，哈。我们45分再开始哈。
Let's begin the next session at
诗诵，然后50分开始正道。
Let's begin hymn singing at 10:45.
好，请大家休息。
Take a break.